the book of Ephesians. And we're going to go to the last chapter, chapter 6. And we're going to start in verse 10. Let me know when you're there. Say amen.
Amen.
And I think I'm going to read from two different translations so you can get a good grip of what we're going to be teaching today. Amen. So on New King James Version, this is how it goes. We're going to read from verses 10 through 18. And it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to read to you from the Passion Translation, which I thought was
so was very in
the Passion, TPT, the Passion Translation, because I thought it was a really good read. Amen. So it says, "Not my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truth for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. Put on God's complete set of armor provided for us so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. Because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides so you're protected as you confront the slanderer. For you are destined for all things and will rise victorious. Put on truth as a belt to strengthen your stand in triumph. Put on holiness as a protective armor that covers your heart. Stand on your feet alert. Then you'll always be ready to share the blessings of peace. In every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield, for it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies. And take the mighty razor-sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. Pray passionately in the spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Pray the blessings of God upon all his believers." Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, this is a word. Hallelujah. And I just, you know, I'm asking God, God, you know, it seems like every day we're in a battle. Amen. And the Lord is saying, hey, listen, I've given you everything you need. I have supplied you with all the tools necessary for you to come against the different struggles maybe you may be going through, maybe some trials, maybe some ailments, maybe some tribulations, maybe some financial hardship, hallelujah, maybe some division amongst family, whatever that is. The Lord says, I have given you everything that you need. All you need to do symbolically, amen, because we're not going to put on a Roman armor like the Romans had, you know, that was pretty heavy during those times, in the Roman times, amen. But symbolic, the Lord is saying, put on that protection, that garment of protection that I have given you. Put on and just, you know, just know, stand in truth, go by faith, use my word, put on the helmet, hallelujah, that protects you, your thoughts from the lies of the enemy. Take up that shield, amen. Put on that belt, protect yourself. In other words, God is saying, protect yourself. I've given you everything you need. But now it's up to you, amen, to walk in it and to use it accordingly, amen. And from these verses, from the word right here, we can see that there are, and we read about them, there are six pieces of armor that God is speaking about. But they're divided into two categories, because the first three armors, which are, if you go back to the verses, the truth is your belt around your waist, is the truth of God. Amen. That's one. Righteousness, which is the armor on your chest. That's two. And number three is your feet. Your feet are sandaled with readiness. Amen. For the gospel of peace. Those first three, you already have with you at all times. Amen. Amen. Those three, you already have the truth of God, because you have the word of God. Amen. You have that already. Righteousness, when we go back to scripture, the Lord Jesus put a robe on you, put a garment of righteousness on you when you received him. Amen. And you have the gospel of peace. You got the word already. You know that God is peace. You have God in the inside of you. Hallelujah. So let the peace of God conquer all chaos, all confusion that is going on around you. Amen. You have that already. Those are three items, three things, three supplies, three tools that you already have in the inside of you. They're part of you, because God is in the inside of you. Because the Lord represents all this. The Lord represents truth. The Lord represents righteousness. And the Lord represents peace. Amen. You have all these already. But the last three, the Lord says, pick up these three as you need them. Amen. And the other three is the shield of faith. It's the helmet of salvation. Amen. And it's the word of God, which is the sword, right? You have, you know, pick up these three. Amen. You know, the helmet is the part, like we said last week, it's the part that protects your head, the mind, and controls the center of your body. Amen. The sword represents the word of God. We spoke about this last week. Amen. But this is, you know, God is trying to remind you, as you need this, as you need that, the shield of faith. What is faith? Faith is acting like God is telling you the truth. Faith is believing the word of God that is going to happen. Amen. Faith is having hope. Hope in God's word. And the faith is that you already see it. It's going to happen. I can see it happening. Amen. You have the assurance that even though you can't see it, it's going to come to pass. So these last three, amen, God said, pick them up as you need them. We know that we need the word of God. Yeah. At all times. And maybe I'm going ahead of myself. Amen. Hallelujah. But brethren, I'm telling you right now, the struggle is real. Opposition is real.
Yes, it is.
Sickness is real. Symptoms are real from sickness. I mean, we can negate symptoms. Amen. But God. Hello, but God. But in God we have the victory. Amen. In God we conquer, because you got to remember one thing, that the Lord Jesus conquered the devil at the cross. The devil is a defeated foe.
Yes.
And the thing is that, you know, I mean, this is the word. The word is telling us right now that we need to stand strongly in the power of God. You got to stand. You got to know who you are. You got to know your identity in Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God has already destined you for greatness. God has destined you with purpose. You have a beautiful, God has destined you with a beautiful plan and a beautiful future that is full of hope. Not just hope for yourself, but for your families and for the future church. Amen. Let me tell you, we're just here on earth on borrowed time. Amen. But what we do today, what God is preparing us for today, should be for you to live a legacy for your own family to carry on. Amen. So when we come together as a church, this is a community of believers, and we want to make sure that we're standing in the Lord, that we're standing strong in the Lord, that we're standing strong on the foundation of God, fully equipped, armored with the word of God, with his righteousness, with his peace, with his joy, with his faith. Hallelujah. Fully armored, because there are things that are going to come against us. But the beauty of it all, that when our families or our friends or our co-workers, they see and they know that things are coming against us, and they see us smiling and they see the joy of the Lord, they're going to question, what is it that you have? How can you smile while you're going through this phase? How can you smile, hallelujah, when this is happening in your life, when there's discord and there's contention within your family? How can you smile? How can you be at peace? I would be yelling at so-and-so. I will be throwing a fit at so-and-so. Well, hello, because we are fully armored with the tools that God has given us. We are fully standing strong. Remember, in these 8 verses, the word stand is repeated over and over and over and over again. Why? Because the Lord said, you got to stand. When you stand, you got to stand and know that you're standing on my rock. You got to stand, and when you stand, know that you're standing on solid ground, on the word of God. The word of God is solid. It is ground for you. It is foundational for you. It's like cement. When you put cement on the streets or in your driveway, new cement, man, if you don't fix it right away, it's gonna dry up. If you don't flush it out evenly, it's gonna dry up quickly, and it's going to harden, and it's gonna remain in the shape that you placed it. Amen. But once that cement dries up, it is hard as a rock. And the word of God is is hard as a rock. It's our cornerstone. Hallelujah. It's our strong tower. It's mighty. Hallelujah. And it is what we use. It is his word, what we use, which is the last. It is the last of the supplies. And during in these verses, it is the word of God that brings us through. Amen. It is your conduct and your reaction to things that is going to place you, that we can see whether you're standing on a rocky ground or you're standing on firm ground. It is your reaction towards things. It is your attitude. It is your conduct towards the things that are happening around you that we can see, that witnesses and people can see with our eyes, whether you're standing on solid ground or you're standing on rocky ground, on watery ground. Amen? Because if the ground is watery, you know that you step foot on that ground, your foot is going to sink. Amen. When the ground is rocky and you stand on that, amen, your foot is going to swivel back and forth. But when you stand on solid ground, ain't no movement there. You're standing. And you put in your place standing. Ain't nothing that comes against you is going to move you, because you're standing on the word of God. And if the Lord says that the joy of the Lord is my strength, then I'm going to declare over and over again when I'm weak that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Amen. And you know what? I'm bouncing back and forth, but it doesn't matter. This is the word of God. Amen. When things are crumbling down around you, when you see no way out, amen. And things are just falling. Finances are going nuts. Amen. Negative account here. The job is thinking of laying off. I mean, where things, literally things that truly we have gone through. We all have gone through something like this or similar. When the world seems to be tumbling down and on top of you, amen, you need to stand, and you need to stand on a foundation where you will not be moved. And the word of God is solid. It's strong. It's a strong foundation that no matter what, if you really have been feeding yourself on the word of God, you will not be moved when things start crumbling down around you. Because it is the word that sustains us. It is the word that edifies us. It is the word that builds you up. It is the word of God that remains, amen, in your mind and travels to your heart. Amen. So the word of God says, as a man thinks, so he is. So what are you pondering on during the day? What are you thinking about during the day? Amen. Well, I can tell you one thing. If you constantly thinking about the what ifs that haven't happened yet, may I remind you? If you constantly thinking about what if this happened or what if that happened, things haven't happened yet. So why are you getting anxious over things like that? Or you're constantly thinking, oh my God, this is heavy. This weight is heavy. These bills are piling up. I don't know how I'm going to get out of it. When you start thinking like that, you got to stand on the word. You got to stand on the word. It says, don't be shaken. Don't be shaken. Stand on the word. In the same measure that you give, it will be measured back to you. Amen. So if you're not giving to the kingdom of God, amen, in a disciplined manner, you may be shaken when your finances are not going the way you expect them to go. And I say maybe, because this is not for everybody. Amen. I'm just telling you where you can stand. Amen?
Amen.
But we got to stand on the word. And that's what the word says. In the same measure you give, it will be measured back to you. In the same measure you forgive, it will be measured back to you. It's the word of God. We're speaking the word of God here.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm just speaking out loud, so I can't give you some scriptures. I think it's Luke 6:38 or something like that when it talks about the measures. Amen. And somebody can look it up. But I'm just speaking. I'm just speaking out loud. Amen. I'm just, Lord, just give me the words to speak. Amen. That's my prayer. Amen. So you got to know that when there may be chaos in a family, maybe there's real struggles, real contentions, real fights happening. I mean, you know, we have families that physically fight. I've been involved in some of them, amen, that physically fight. I mean, because of disagreements, because of anger issues that family members haven't dealt with yet. So then they think everybody else that is in front of them is their enemy. No, 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 no. Go back. Let's go back. You know, we gotta wake up. Amen. We're not fighting against people. We're fighting against dark principalities. We're fighting against the enemy. The minute you say yes to the Lord, that's the minute that the enemy's eyes opened up and said, oh, let me see how I can deceive this son or daughter of God. Because we have a real enemy. We have a real struggle. And the flesh, the carnal mind, and the spiritual mind, they're struggling. Amen? Every day, it's a struggle. You wake up, it's a struggle. Amen? But this is when you got to speak the word of God in the morning. Amen? How many of us this morning didn't feel like getting up this early? It's Sunday. It's gloomy out. Amen? The sun is not out. And yeah, at least when I woke up, amen? Probably some of us wanted, oh, if I could just stay in bed and sleep a little bit more. Hello, that's me. You know, that's me. Hello. I got my reasons why, but that's me. Amen?
Amen.
But no, the word of God, when I stood up on my bed and I sat up on my bed, I said, you know what, God? The strength of the Lord. That's what I'm walking in. Because he is the strength of my life. And the minute I said this before, the minute I begin to say that and speak that, it begins to happen. It begins to happen. I begin to be strengthened. I begin to be strengthened by the word of God. Amen. Because I'm reminded of the word, because I begin to speak out the verses that are going to edify me. Amen. The verses that right now I'm hungry to hear, because I need to be strengthened this morning in order to carry on the rest of the day with God. Amen. I need God to illuminate my mind. Amen. So I can flush that out onto you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I can't do ministry without God. I can't live life without God. I don't think none of us can. And if you say you can, you're really fooling yourself, because eventually, even though things may be going right, eventually you're gonna stumble at some point. You know, you may look at it permanently, but if you're not standing on the word of God, if you're not standing or believing that you're safe from the enemy's tactics, you're wrong. Amen. Because the minute you become a member, or you call yourself a part of the church, the enemy is going to try to detour you and make you go the opposite way from the way that you should be going, which is the way where God is leading you. Because we all have a purpose. We all have a destination that we need to end up in. Amen. While we're living on this earth. We all have a purpose in life. Amen. And you're not too young or too old to fulfill the purpose that God has called you to do.
Amen.
whether it's a one-on-one or speaking to a multitude, there's a purpose for you. Whether it's exercising the gift of prophecy or the apostolic gift or the evangelistic, whatever that is, the teaching gift, the pastoral gift, whatever it is, there's a purpose for you. Whether it's administrating the finances of a church, amen, whether it's serving in certain capacities, whether it's being a teacher for a certain ministry, God has a purpose for you.
Yes, he does.
Amen. And the minute we say yes to the Lord, and the minute we partner ourselves with God in ministry, amen, the enemy's going to come against you.
Yes, he will.
Because he wants to stop you. He wants to discourage you. And the way he does it, he lies to you. He is the father of lies. Can I remind you that the enemy is the father of lies? Satan is the father of all lies. Amen. And this is why it's so important for us to know the word. So when the enemy comes with something or takes something in our minds, because remember, you should recognize by now God's voice, enemy's voice, and your voice. Amen. We should recognize right now, you know, the difference between the voices. And you, and if you know the word of God, and the enemy comes to you and says, you know what, you're not going to make it. God, you're not going to fulfill the promises of God because you're not ready for it. And then you gotta pick up in your mind, nope, that's not what the word says. The word says that those he calls, he equips. And you gotta come against the enemy with the truth, which we read right here. The truth is one of the categories. Put on the belt of truth around your waist. This is why it's so important for us to get in the word. Amen. Because you gotta know the word, because the truth will set you free. The truth is in the word of God. He's given us this Bible as a blueprint for our lives. If we follow the word of God, you will live a long and satisfied life.
Amen.
Amen. Because the truth will set you free. So we have to know. We have to know. You know, that's why the Lord said, you know, put on the full armor. But again, the first three categories we already have. It's already built into us when we receive the Lord. We have the righteousness of God. We have the truth of his word. And the Lord Jesus, he's our peace.
Yes.
He's our peace. He's called the Prince of Peace. And he lives in the inside of you. So if you, there's chaos around you, you got to speak like the Lord Jesus did when the storm was crashing into the boat, when the disciples were in it with him. You got to call out, peace be still in Jesus' name. You got to speak the word. You got to speak the word. Amen. And even if the seas get rougher, then you speak louder. Peace be still. Because the atmosphere has to bow down to you, because the enemy has no hold over you.
Amen.
None. Zero. Do you know that when the enemy sees you, he's afraid of you? And all he's trying to do, he's trying to bring fear, deposit fear into you when he talks to you. Mm-hmm. When he puts a certain thought into you. When things happen, he's trying to put you into fear so you can be discouraged and turn away from God, or turn away from the things of God, or turn away from the other brothers and sisters. So we as believers, we got to recognize when the enemy's attacking, when the enemy's coming against you, you got to recognize it and put on symbolically the armor of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because let me tell you, you're going to need the word of God. You're going to put on that. You're going to need that helmet of salvation over you. And you need to walk by faith, church. You need to walk by faith. You got to believe the word. You got to believe if you receive the Lord by faith and you receive his gifts by faith, you got to walk by faith. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Like they say, those who wait on the Lord. Yeah, we got to wait on the Lord sometimes. Sometimes we can't rush into things. Amen. You got to wait on God. When he tells you to speak, you speak. When he tells you to stay silent, stay silent.
Patience is a virtue.
Yes.
Amen. You know, there's so many of us. Many of us, we get angry and all we want to do is attack. May I remind you once again, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities. Why are these principalities coming against us through people? Well, maybe because maybe people are not recognizing that they've been fooled by the enemy. Mm-hmm. Amen? Christians.
Amen.
There's Christians. Let's be honest. There's Christians that are not recognizing that the enemy is totally fooling them, blocking them from their destiny. There's hindrance in their life, and they spew out things that they shouldn't be saying. They walk with attitudes. They walk in arrogance. Hello?
Amen.
I've been there. Years ago, yeah, when I became a Christian, I thought I had it all. I thought I was all that and then some. Amen. But I learned, no. I got to humble myself. When I read that in scripture, I think it's in James 4:7. Again, I'm going in James 4:7. It says, humble yourself, surrender to God. Amen. Submit to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee.
Yes, he will.
But you got to humble yourself. You can't resist the devil in arrogance. He's gonna laugh at you. Amen? No, you gotta humble yourself just the way the Lord walked. He walked humbly. He walked in meekness. He walked in total love. Again, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against dark principalities that are coming against us. Amen? And this is why it's so crucial during this time that we pray. We need to pray things out.
Amen.
If you don't know what to pray, go to the Our Father prayer. I believe it's in Matthew 6, somewhere in there. Amen. Go to your Father. That's a perfect prayer. Thy kingdom come, your will be done. Your will be done. We don't want our will to be done. We want God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
We want the will for our life to be done in God as it is in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And when you don't know what to say, just say the word Jesus. Amen. The beautiful name of Jesus.
That's right.
I told my granddaughter, you know, it's hard for me to speak to my granddaughter sometimes because her parents don't go to church. They don't have a foundation. So one of the things I told my granddaughter, I sat with her the other day, and just really, because her mind is somewhere else, amen, in the things of God. She knows about God, but she doesn't know exactly who God is. And for me to explain it, it's going to be hard at 9. But what I share with her, I said to her, Zoe, whenever you feel afraid or whenever you feel like you're in some sort of trouble, just call on Jesus and say, Jesus, help me. Amen. And that's all I said to her. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In time, I know in Arizona, I already know that my daughter's moving to Arizona. She already has a church, and I know she will be taking my granddaughter, because my granddaughter's moving in July to Arizona. She will be taking my granddaughter with her to church. So my granddaughter's going to know the things of God, amen. And I'm praying. I've been praying before she was in her mother's womb. I was praying for this grandchild, amen. But what I'm saying is, you gotta equip. You already been equipped. The seeds have been there. The people have watered you seeds. You have been planted in the Word of God. You are truly a man and woman of God, truly armored for everything that is coming against you.
Amen.
Seriously, we are. We are truly, we are the soldiers of God. God has an army in this ministry. Amen. We are his soldiers. We know how to battle because we use the word of God to battle every day. Amen. Every day you should be speaking to God. Every day you should be praying for other believers. Amen. Let me just read the word here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, verse 14, amen. We gotta gird ourselves up, hallelujah, with the truth of the word. Let me tell you, the truth of the word is what is going to set you free. The truth of the word is what you're going to use to come against the enemy, just like Jesus used when he came against Satan, when Satan tried to tempt him. Amen. See, the enemy is going to try to tempt you, to tempt you to commit sin, to tempt you to give up. Mm-hmm. He can only try, but he cannot succeed unless you open the door, unless you allow him and let him in.
Amen.
Amen. Unless you allow him, and when I say let him in, you begin to entertain the lies of the enemy, the thoughts that he placed in your mind. You begin to entertain those lies. That's allowing the enemy in. That's entertaining what the enemy is saying to you. And again, as you think, you will be. Amen. So whatever you're pondering on, whatever you're entertaining, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. Amen. So if you're entertaining the lies of the enemy, guess what? You're going to come out with lies yourself that are going to be spewing out of your mouth, because that's not who God says you are. So the enemy's telling you, no, you can't do it. You know, you might as well give up on this. And you say to yourself, you know what? He's probably right. I don't have the education. I don't have the tools. I don't have the equipment. I don't have the business. I don't have the finances. The enemy's probably, no. The word of God says that those he calls to equips, the word of God says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The word of God says that you are more than a conqueror. The word of God says, yes, you can. Through Christ, you can, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You see, you got to have the word of God. I just didn't memorize these words from 1997 when I began to do my walk with the Lord. I began to memorize certain words. Amen. Genesis 50:20 is my life verse. What the enemy intended for evil, God will turn it around for my good. That's my life verse that I had placed on my refrigerator at a time when all hell was breaking loose around me. Amen. And that verse got me through. That verse, because the enemy kept lying to me. You're never going to get out of this relationship. You're going to be in bondage. You're going to be held captive. You're not getting out because you can't. Because God doesn't like divorce and this and this and that. And he just kept on. And I said, you know, devil, you're a liar.
Devil, you're a liar.
You're a liar. What you're intended for evil, God is going to turn it around for my good. As long as I stand and I keep standing and I withstand all your lies. Because you cannot know part of me in Jesus' name. I mean, come on. This is a wake-up call for us, church. God wants to reawaken us. We got to wake up. The struggle is real. Our grandchildren are going through things.
Yes.
I know my granddaughter's confused. He's got two parents that you know, they're together some days and are not together some days. My granddaughter's confused. It's real. The struggle is real. And we know if you have grandkids, we live for our grandkids. Our grandkids are the next generation besides our children. They're the young ones. Amen. So what we instill in our children, we got to instill into our grandchildren too.
Amen.
It is God that is going to throw that hook in their mouth, and little by little, God is reeling them in.
Yes.
Because the word of God is truth. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You got to know the word, because the truth of the word will set you free. It will set you free from anxiousness. It will set you free from stress. It will set you free from worries.
Yes.
This is why the Lord says, put on that shield of faith. You got to know without a shadow of doubt that the Lord has your grandchildren. You got to release them to the Lord because we can't change them. You got to release your children to God because we can't change them. But through prayer, we can change the atmosphere. We can change the circumstances that they're going through prayer. You got to stand in prayer on the word of God. So you got to gird yourself up with the truth of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to know that you're ready. You have right standing with God. Hey, listen, God already put on that robe of righteousness over you. You already have right standing with him. As a matter of fact, you're seated at the right hand of God with the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. You have a beautiful position in God. Amen. You see it right there with the Lord Jesus himself. Come on. Amen. You're righteous in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to know that when Satan accuses you, man, use the word. He can't accuse you. You have right standing with God. Hallelujah. The righteousness of God is what people are watching. They're watching how you're standing God. They're watching your everyday move. They're watching how are the fruit producing, how's the fruit in your life being produced? Am I seeing the fruit of the Spirit in your life? You know, people are watching, and certainly Satan is watching you. And when you walk self-righteously, when you walk unrighteously, you are opening the door to Satan. Let me tell you, you're opening the door to the enemy. So you got to know that you have right standing with God, and no one can remove that garment from you. Amen. No one, not nothing, not no one. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of baseball players, they put on these cleats, right? They put on these cleats so they can really, you know, run around the bases when they have to run. Yes. Well, you know what? Yeah. We got to put on the cleats under our feet too, because we got to hold on to our foundation. We got to hold on to the gospel of peace. We got to hold on to the word of God. Amen. We cannot be moved. And with cleats, it's very hard for you to move from that ground. Amen. So we got to put on and be ready for the gospel of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the peace comes from your righteous living with God. You got to walk righteously before God. Hallelujah. You got to walk righteously and walk and do things that are in agreement with the word of God that God is well pleased with. Amen. It doesn't mean that you may miss it one day. You may fall one day. We're not perfect. Amen. But we already know where to run to. We run to God the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And we repent of our sins. And the Lord says, you know what? Get back up. Hallelujah. You're forgiving. Just keep going. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have the victory. We have the victory in Christ. Amen. And you got to know that. You cannot allow the enemy to tell you you are defeated. No, you got to remind the enemy, no, you're defeated. You're under my feet. And you're going back to the pit of hell. You're going back to the abyss. You got no place here. You got no place in my mind. You got no place in my life. You got to speak the word. And once you speak it, be at peace. Be at peace and run with it. And have the faith of God. Amen. Faith to believe that all things are possible. Amen. Faith to believe that when you speak to that mountain, when you speak to that problem, when you speak to that circumstance, and you tell it you got to go, it has to go. When you speak to your checkbook and say, checkbook, you know, I see you full and I see the full deposit of finances in my checkbook. You got to speak the word over your finances. You know, checks from everywhere are going to come in. Amen. Because that's how it is. Let me tell you, I mean, I wasted a few hundred dollars the other day, and it wasn't, you know, I think I should have known better, but I wasted a few hundred dollars. But God is so merciful that before I That money went into waste. I have prayed in the morning and I said, Lord, I pray that everything that the enemy has stolen from me, all my finances, that you will restore them 100-fold in Jesus' name. And you know, I foolishly wasted $500. I can't even tell you the story right now. But anyway, but do you know that the next day or 2 days after, I got a message saying, hey, you're going to have in your bank account 3 times as much? When I wasn't even expecting it. Amen.
Amen.
But this is what the word does. This is what God does. Amen. When you speak things out, God can't move that mountain. You got to move it you got to move it yourself. You got to speak against the circumstance, speak against, you know, whatever it is. You got an ailment, you got a symptom going on. Speak the word of God. By Jesus' wound, I am healed. Lay hands over yourself. Anoint yourself with oil. Do whatever you got to do, but do it in the name of the Lord. Do it in the name of the Lord because it is God. Amen. He is the one doing and shifting and moving. Amen. Through you, because it is your word being spoken. Amen. And that helmet, that is so powerful because you know that if your mind is not protected, your brain is not protected. Amen. If there's damage to your brain, there will be damage to parts of your body. Amen. So we got to put on that helmet of salvation. Amen. Because it protects. If the word of God protects your mind, knowing the word, it protects you. It protects you from the thoughts and the lies of the enemy. You got to put on because your mind has to line up with your spirit. Amen. Your mind has to line up with your spirit. Amen. Remember when you were reborn again, your spirit was reborn, but your mind, you know, stayed the same. That's why the word says you got to renew your mind every day. Be transformed by the renewing of the mind. How? Through the word of God. That's how. Through the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the last things, you know, that he says here, praying always. We got to pray. We can't stop praying. The word of God says pray without ceasing. Prayer is so powerful. Let me tell you, like Sister Vinny said, you know, we've been praying every Saturday. We've been having some awesome prayers. Amen. We're allowing the Holy Spirit to just take over. Let his presence take over and let the words just flow out of our mouth. Amen. Because it is the Holy Spirit that is dictating what we are praying for. Amen. And here the word also says, if you have a heavenly language, that you know, begin to pray. You know, I go in my room and I start praying in tongues. Amen. I begin to pray because tongues is for me. It's for my groaning. Hallelujah. To groan, you know, towards God. This is my cry to God. Amen. And only God can understand my prayer language. Satan can't understand. But my prayer language is the perfect language of prayer to God. Amen. You know, hallelujah. You know, I mean, this is God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to pray for each other. I know every Saturday and even throughout the week, I'm praying for the church. I'm praying for the ministry. I'm praying by name for the people here. Amen. I'm lifting you up high and I pray and hope that you're doing the same for me because I need prayer. We all need prayer. Amen. But it's a guarantee when we come corporately, because we come corporately on Saturday, we pray for the body of Christ. We pray for the church of God. You got to know without a shadow of doubt, if you've been in our Saturday morning prayers, you know that we are praying over the church, that we are praying healing over the body of Christ, that we are praying the joy of the Lord and the peace of God over the body of Christ. We are praying resiliently. We are praying in perseverance. We are praying, hallelujah, the way God wants us to pray, because prayer changes circumstances.
Yes, it does. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you have access to your heavenly language, pray it in at your homes. Amen. Because you don't know. You may not know what's coming. You may not know of a situation that's coming maybe in half an hour. But because you were praying and you were nudged by the Spirit to pray in your heavenly language, something was prevented. Amen. So you just never know. That's why we got to get on our knees or sit down or prostrate ourselves or just stand up and just a sign of surrender is for you to just take your arms and your hands and extend them to God as a sign of surrender. Amen. But pray without ceasing, church. And watch. And watch what the Lord will do on your behalf. Put on the full armor of God. You've been already equipped, hallelujah, with every single supply that you need. It is the Lord Jesus that made that possible at the cross. He died so that today we can live and live in abundance. Remember the word says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But the Lord Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So church, be blessed. Put on the armor every day symbolically. Amen. And just go with the Lord. Know that you are victorious, that you're standing on holy ground, not just on a solid foundation. You're standing on holy ground, which is the ground of God, the foundation of God, and go and be victorious because you are. Remember, with Christ, you always win. And if God is for you, no one can be against you. Amen? Amen. Word of the Lord. Amen.